Yeah, happy Tuesday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. All right. I did say yesterday that there was some comeuppance that needed to come around.
This is according to
one
you.
John P. Lopez. That's right. You damn Skippy is according to me.
That's like your opinion, man.
Big Lebowski, right?
That's your opinion, bro.
That's like your opinion, man.
Very nice.
Big Lebowski.
That's not going to save you. References will not save you from these smelling salts that I went and procured yesterday. So if you were not listening last week or yesterday when we were talking about this, Lopez put up a pretty strong guarantee.
I stand by it.
About the Astros after the Mariners in a getaway game had to be at the ballpark for like 5 hours, and it was a long, drawn-out game, and they had to get on the plane, fly to Houston. You guaranteed a win for the Astros.
Damn right.
Not only did the Astros not win, they damn near got a no hit.
Perfect game.
Damn near had a perfect game put up on them. And so, as comeuppance, I said that smelling salts was what you got to do. And
Figgy,
so,
is this right?
Here I have.
This is like his opinion.
Figgy, do you agree? Look, we have a quorum.
A quorum.
And you would be the deciding vote on whether or not these smelling salts get smelled by one John Lopez. So how do you find in this?
See, this is the thing. Like, if they would have just lost the game, maybe by one score or something like that,
because I know where this is going.
Then I wouldn't give you a hard time over it.
Yeah.
But they almost got perfect game going, whatever that term is.
That's right. I don't even know what it is.
And they've been worse since.
Yes.
They've been getting blown out since.
They suck this week. I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah, really and truly.
I think they've been so bad, I think you just got to partake in this.
Yeah, like, again, I don't really subscribe to the nature of jinxes, except they have been so bad. They put up another 10-0 game yesterday.
Could have been 15.
It really could have, because Spencer Arrogate. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow the instructions. Apparently, mm-hmm. I got to put a little water in here mm-hmm. and then shake it up and let it sit for 5 minutes. And while that happens, I would like to have a conversation with you here, mm-hmm. John Lopez, about, like, what the Astros are indeed built for at this point, because we were riding high mm-hmm. at the trade deadline, at the return of Carlos Correa. That narrative portion of this was fun. Giving Joe Espada a left-handed bat and yeah. Jesus Sanchez, and then bringing in a nice defensive infield in Ramon Urias. But at that point, I can remember myself, I don't want to speak for anyone else, but I feel like there was also another sentiment of, hey, no pitchers
yeah.
in here.
Yeah.
And you look at the record since the trade deadline, what is it, 14-21 mm-hmm. since then? You look at the way that they've played over the last four games, in which they've had three blowout losses and a game that they should have won in nine that went extras and they really could have lost on the day where Billy Wagner gets his number retired. Like, no, that's the affront to me. That is yeah. an absolute affront to me as a Houstonian. So, I mean, what are they built for in this case, and how do we look back at the trade deadline at this point? Because since then, like, you did that to try, or you went through the trade deadline and you were supposed to answer some questions, and right now it feels like some of those questions remain somewhat unanswered.
Yeah, serious and not serious answers. 713-572-4610. What are the Astros built for? Because I'm going to start out very seriously here. This is a team that has been built for October, consistently built for October. We are bearing down on October, less than 6 weeks to the end of the season. And the Astros right now, you laid it out perfectly. Also, they're minus 38 in run differential their last six games.
Is that good?
Minus 38 in run differential the last six games. They haven't scored in 15 innings.
Is that good?
Like zeros. They haven't scored in 15 innings. So that's the background. But the question becomes, what are they built for? I think we got another sign just this morning. You know, they are not built to have an October run based on their bullpen. They got, they called up, who was it yesterday? It was Taylor Scott.
It was Taylor Scott.
And he got brutalized.
That's right.
This morning they called up again Logan Van Vey.
I like how you made him into like Dracula.
Logan Van Vey. Again, what they're doing is like, all right, who's down in the minor leagues that we can use for one day? You know, 1 or 2 days. They don't have a closer. They probably will not have a closer, at least until October, and we'll see how that goes. They're taxing their bullpen over and over and over again. That's not built for October, man. If nothing, I haven't even touched on the hitting other than the 15 scoreless innings, but I'm saying they are not hitting. We talked about it yesterday. You asked me what's the bigger question. I said the hitting because you do need to score runs to win ball games. But between the bullpen, the way it's performing, and they're just mixing and matching, you know, AAA and sometimes major leaguers into the rotation, into the bullpen, it's bad. But they're not scoring. This is the one thing that really resonated with me last night watching this team. And it was actually my wife that brought it up as we're watching the game.
Shout out to Jan. It's the real sports radio host of the family. That's right.
It's 100% true. They looked lifeless. They looked lifeless. Like, yeah, whatever. We'll get through this game. That's awful, man.
Yeah, it's deeply frustrating, and it's not going to get any better considering that today you're facing off against arguably one of the best pitchers in all of baseball in Tarik Skubal. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, it is a Hunter Brown day, so, I mean, make of that what you will. But, I mean, you've got to be damn near perfect on outings where you have Fromber and Hunter Brown on the mound. And mm-hmm. even that, like, you've lost, what is it, the last four?
Yes. Fromber, at least three or four, yes.
And, like, some of that, as you mentioned, is absolutely the offense, which, again, that was where all of your moves were made to try and help assist that. Mm-hmm. That's not come around, which is frustrating. Obviously, the thing that you hope for is Jordan, but and that's why I'm with you on the hitting being a big issue, but the problem for me is the trade deadline was an opportunity to do something about the pitching, and you lean right into the idea that pitchers returning would help you out. And as of right now, that has been a big old bust.
How would you grade it today?
For the pitchers returning and helping?
No, just the trade deadline moves.
Oh, the trade deadline moves. The problem is you've dealt with a big slump. I probably was going to go to like a C.
Sanchez hadn't got a hit yet.
Yeah, Sanchez has been really problematic. He's been solid in the field, though. And Urias, you know, I love he's done impressive defensively. Correa has had his moments mm-hmm. for you. Unfortunately, you're doing this thing that the Astros have seemingly done all season long where mm-hmm. you have a number of guys hit a slump at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awful.
But now, also, you ain't really addressed the pitching like that.
That's the issue.
And yeah. See, that's
that one I'd give like a D or whatever. Because Arrigetti comes back and he has not been – I mean, he's not even really getting over in a way that you want to. And then Lance McCullers Jr. should be on his way back, but he's him up and down. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much confidence you have in him. Who else returned? Christian Javier returned, and it's been fine
and he got
at
sick,
best.
So we'll see. Yeah.
Fine at best. And now you're also talking mm-hmm. about an illness. What does that mean? Like, what you were hoping to get in return has not landed. Plus, your bullpen has clearly now wilted under the pressure that they have been holding up for such a long time.
And here we are, you know, hey, man, the next 2 days, maybe they can get right. Hunter Brown and Fromber. How many more starts do Hunter Brown and Fromber have in the season?
Especially when you can
six?
Especially when you consider Hunter Brown has been right. historically, like, he has not had these long stretches. He's not really fared as well under the length of season that he's having to put up at this point. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Fromber, I do wonder, and we haven't talked much about this in a while, as he is heading towards free agency, frustration has seemed to pop up from mm-hmm. time to time. How much is that factoring into him on the mound now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Obviously, terrific, you know, on paper, pitching matchup today, but you have to score runs. I think Tarik Skubal is 11-3. Probably a Cy Young leader, Hunter Brown, 10-5. And then tomorrow, you got the junk guys. You got Fromber against old Charlie Morton.
I know him.
On the hill. So, and they each have maybe six starts left. It's getting, they're not built for October right now. And that's the one thing that would worry me. Yes, their hitting could come back. Yes, they might find some pitching with Javier or Luis Garcia or even McCullers. But I don't know, man.
You counting on too much with those pitchers coming back this late in the season.
Right.
And they might take a couple starts to kind of get it going. Mm-hmm. And I feel like every start is valuable right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, today, Yordan Alvarez's rehab assignment begins with AA Corpus. I almost did it again. And so if we're talking about not being built for October right now, the things that could help them get there, obviously Yordan being back and giving you a big old bat in the middle of the lineup, could be very helpful for the offensive side of this. Again, pushing guys into places where they could be. I know that you were talking about the Adam Spillane kind of thought of, does that help you if you start platooning some of these guys mm-hmm. in different places, and then maybe you can give Cam Smith the rest, who, quiet as it's kept, he's had a rough go of it of late. And, you know, maybe you can have that depth lean into helping give some of these guys the rest that's probably needed. But pitching-wise, again, are we just waiting on hopefully Luis Garcia and J.P. France come through and they have better performances coming out to help you, relieve some of the pressure on mm-hmm. the mound?
Yeah. I mean, you're relying on question marks or hope. You didn't make a move at the trade deadline, and you're not hitting. So they're not built for it right now. Maybe it'll change quickly. Good segment, guys.
Here's the thing. Obviously, we don't have a lot in the
question
ways
of the day coming up next.
What the Astros are going to be able to do to fix this, but I think Lopez, we could try and maybe change the juju with you making good for that guarantee that
make
you made.
Good. Make I didn't say anything.
Good. Damn it. All right. So, let's see if we could change the vibes. Yeah. Maybe you could smoke out
real quick
happening.
Before you do it. So if you do this right now and then the Astros go on the winning streak, do you got to keep doing it every day?
No. We just change the vibes.
I'm not
sick of a human being. I'm pretty sure that, like, remember, the NFL was like, hey, we're not giving this to you no more. I don't feel like we should actively just decide, well, if it's good enough for the NFL.
So if you do it today and they win and then they go back on the losing streak,
then we might need to clear the vibes again. Yeah,
what
we might need to do that.
What in the hell is going on?
It's the effect checking. Of, like, saging a room, right?
Yes.
And
it's baseball. Man, you know we gotta do this type of stuff for baseball. Whenever you get going, you get going, you gotta keep doing the same thing.
Slump busting and all that stuff. Good Lord! So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's not my first.
As you've detailed,
salute to that Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Bro. God Almighty.
How would you like to describe the whiff of smelling salt that you just had?
It's been about 40 years since I took a whiff of smelling salt.
Can't say that no more.
God almighty.
He literally jarred his head back so quickly.
You jumped out your headphones,
His headphones
man.
Left. So.
Baby.
Let's hope that we have done... We've done the thing that is actually going to clear the vibes and the Astros
can go out.
You
cleared something.
Your sinuses, I'm sure. Astros can go back. And at least get back to competing, damn it. And, of course, that happens 5:40 today as they take on the Detroit Tigers. TBS is apparently broadcasting this one with Hunter Brown on the mound. So happy Hunter Brown Day to you. Yeah, it should be. I want you to cry for how – feel the pain that we have felt having to watch the Astros the last few days. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next – let's get to our question of the day, inspired by Chaz McCormick out here deciding to make Chaz McCormick a pitcher over the last weekend three times. What is a job?
Blow my nose.
that brother's standing up. No.
He is in pain right now. I am just milking this tease so that he doesn't have an opportunity to go and fix himself. All right. What is a job completely out of your area of expertise? Completely out of your area of expertise that you're pretty sure that you could do? 713-572-4610. Let's do it next.